where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
For the second time in 5 months, a Sarnia City Council meeting was ended prematurely thanks to an outburst from a councillor. Bill Dennis grew upset over a staff report that outlined possible security measures, including creating a contentious meeting protocol to maintain order and safety in chambers. He was angry that the issue even came up.
This was brought up by Councillor White after I apologized in October. The mayor went on a television show and basically suggested, slandering myself, saying that we had to get security because of me. I'm 5'9", I'll be 55 in a couple weeks. I'm overweight, out of shape. I'm not exactly Chuck Norris. The only thing that people are afraid of, quite honestly, is my words.
Dennis made the comments after Councillor Anne-Marie Gillis threw her support behind developing an emergency plan.
If there is something that would happen that would cause us to have to vacate this area, particularly I'm thinking tornadoes, or I'm thinking of someone coming in that would be armed or not, half of your council would be wiped out because there's no way for you to get through that doorway that fast. I'm looking at if this was a full council chambers, those two exits, I'm not sure it could accommodate.
After multiple calls for Councillor Dennis not to personalize the matter and for order in the chambers, the mayor asked for a motion to adjourn the meeting. Full details are posted on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. Before the meeting was brought to an end, council accepted a tender for over $358,000 submitted by Sevcon Paving for a multi-use trail at Wiltshire Park. The project includes installation of an asphalt multi-use path through the park, including benches, landscaping, and a formal pedestrian crossing to the residential area at Banbury Avenue. It also includes paving a section of the Howard Watson Nature Trail that was identified in the scope of work for the Rapids Parkway extension. Council also approved a recommendation to implement traffic calming measures near Tecumseh Park, including reducing the speed limit to 40 kilometers an hour on Russell and Palmerston streets. The clock is ticking if you want to have a say in the revitalization of downtown Sarnia and Mitten Village. The goal behind the project is to improve public spaces and support area businesses. An online survey will close tomorrow afternoon. Director of Economic Development Kelly Provo says a public engagement meeting is set for March 19th.
It will be more of a brief presentation and then more of a discussion from the attendees. We're going to be asking them to brainstorm some of the action items and the vision for both of those areas.
Next week's information center is being held at the St. Clair Corporate Center from 6 until 8 p.m. Pre-registration is required. And Sarnia police are investigating a random, unprovoked daytime assault Sunday afternoon. Police say a male suspect ran up to a 66-year-old victim in the area of Telford and Queen Streets and hit him in the head multiple times. A video is posted on our website. Anyone who can identify the suspect is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Mainly sunny today, winds out of the southwest, a high of 17. Few clouds for tonight, a low of 6. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 15. Cooler along the lakeshore.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.